Today, my dear faithful, is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. However, Father is offering a solemn votive Mass of the Most Holy Rosary, which you will find in your missal on October 7th. Now, the epistle for the votive Mass of the Most Holy Rosary is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be done unto me according to thy word. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In all things you are made rich in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Words taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, I would like to tell you a story that you have heard many times, and which has repeated itself again and again in the past number of centuries. The story begins with a lady. This lady is beautiful beyond comparison. Golden light often encompasses her. Sometimes a smile plays about her lips, and the whole world seems more joyful because of it. At other times, grief covers her face, and those who see this would go to the end of the earth to comfort her. At times she encourages, at times she rebukes. Often she prays, and often she weeps. This lady is, of course, our own Blessed Mother. And this is a summary of her visits to mankind, the apparitions of these past few centuries. The places where she has appeared have been so varied, whether atop a mountain, a grotto that was used for refuse, or at the back of a church, or above a tree amidst rolling hills. The clothes she has worn have been just as varied, for Our Lady often takes upon herself the local dress. There are a few constants in these apparitions, though. Almost always, the visionaries Mary has chosen to meet are among the humblest sort of persons. Poor children, a meek religious sister, a sick invalid, the visionaries of Mary are taken from the unknown, the ignored, and the forgotten. It seems that Mary wishes to prove to us that she knows each and every one of us. She ignores no prayer offered to her, and forgets not a thing we ask of her. Something else that is often repeated in Our Lady's visits to mankind has been what she has requested of us. Pray my rosary, Our Lady has said at Lourdes, at Fatima, at so many of her apparitions. Again and again she has begged mankind to take up her beads and recite her beloved rosary. For centuries now, since St. Dominic first received it from her hands in the 12th century, the rosary has been Our Lady's persevering remedy for the needs of mankind. And the reason, my dear faithful, is not hard to discover. In all things, Mary has one goal in mind, the honor and glory of God Almighty. Hand in hand with this one goal, of course, is the salvation of souls. No greater glory can be given to God than that a soul for whom the Sacred Heart burns with an infinite love makes a return of love to Him. The salvation of our souls is what Mary longs for above all else. She will do all in her power to lead us to, as the Baltimore Catechism teaches, to know, to love, and to serve God in this world, and to be happy with Him forever in the next. Furthermore, Jesus Christ put all mankind under the care of His Blessed Mother, to be watched over, guarded, and guided as children of her own. Our Lady longs to draw us close to her divine Son because, as St. Paul's epistle tells us, in all things you are made rich in Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. These riches that Christ gives us are the riches of sanctifying grace and merits we earn through practicing virtue. By means of these riches, we buy our way into heaven. We will purchase eternal glory and everlasting happiness. But it all starts with knowledge. Heaven is earned by those who serve God in this world. Men serve God on account of love, and they love God because they know Him. In order to love anyone or anything, a person has to know that person or thing. It is common sense to say that no one can love what they do not know. We must then be rich in the knowledge of Christ in our faith in order to be rich in virtue. For only in God do we see what true perfection is. Every other person, even the greatest saint, no matter how patient, meek, humble, or charitable they may be, their virtues are only a reflection of the perfection that is in Christ. In Him we see how to live perfectly virtuously. Furthermore, this knowledge of true virtue must be made intimate. The Rosary is one of the prayers most dear to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, for in this prayer we are meant to contemplate the life of her divine Son. As we go through the Rosary and begin each mystery, we are to think on the life of our Lord and Our Lady. Through the Rosary, we walk alongside our Blessed Mother, holding her hand, following after our Lord. We kneel in prayer with Our Lady, as we read in today's Gospel, and rejoice with her at the announcement that the Son of God will be her Son as well. Then, throughout all the rest of the joyful mysteries, we take our place by the little King of Kings, and we adore our infant God. Learn from him here patience in poverty, the infinite love he bears for mankind, as well as devotion to our Blessed Mother. When we pray the sorrowful mysteries, like St. John, we support our Blessed Mother, comforting her as she follows our Lord in his passion and his death. Here is the supreme example of patience in suffering and meekness in persecution. And when we pray the glorious mysteries, we look on as our Lord rises again even unto heaven, and takes our Blessed Mother to her rightful place at his side as his queen. Then they turn and watch you, hoping, longing for you to join them there in eternal bliss. The resplendent glory that surrounds them, the perfect happiness that fills their heart, that is what they call you to. Let a longing for heaven fill your heart, and learn perseverance towards that goal, and above all, love of that God who offers you so much. All these truths of the faith, my dear faithful, are made so much more tangible when we ponder them while praying the Rosary. They become intimate, a part of us, a driving force in our mind. And exactly this intimate knowledge of the faith is what Mary hopes to give us, and why she is asked so often for us to pray her Rosary each day. If we only realized how powerful a means the Rosary is to save our souls, what great gains we make each time we pray it well, we would be determined not to let a day pass without a Rosary said, which takes 15 minutes at most. For this, Mary has begged so often, because of how much good she sees will be done for her children. I encourage you then, my dear faithful, just as Our Lady did, to pray her Rosary every day, especially during the month of the Rosary, and strive to pray it well. Push away distractions and think on the mysteries while you pray. Remember how often Our Lady is asked this, and remember too, she is always listening for your prayer. And she never forgets a single word prayed to her. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.